Blog Talk Radio.
Call us at 646-721-9031. If you said it too fast, too bad. Just kidding. I'll write it back to you one more time. It'll be 646-721-9031. So give us a call. We're doing past life readings, too, as well. Today we're going to be 2 hours of reading. We're going to chat about whatever. If you want to bring a conversation to the table, please do so. We'll be glad to any kind of topic you want to bring. If you don't like psychics, talk about it. Bring it in. We'll sit here and talk about anything you want to talk about. That's what it's all about. Speaking what's on one's mind, I'm going to sit here and I thought this was a powerful message, so I think I'm going to read it one more time. So just bear with me and have the patience and just take it all in. We were sitting here talking about relationships, and I thought this meditation is perfect for this because what we're trying to do is basically focus on unconditional love. And this is from the Angel of Loving Relationships. And see, you look at the situation, the angel's name, that's why I thought was impressive. Because it's the angel of loving relationships. It doesn't say romantic relationship. And we all think that romance and intimate relationships is the only relationships we actually have in life. Until you really think about it, every time we intertwine with anybody, it's considered a relationship. So this one here goes, today I send love to this world and I call everyone my friend. Regardless of who you are or what you've done, Today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend. You hear that part? Regardless of who you are or what you've done, or what they've done. Let's read it one more time. Today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done, for I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measures. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. You see, that's a great meditation because it's basically just talking about love, loving everyone. I guarantee you, with that kind of love going on out there, you're going to have a freaking change in your life, a very positive change in your life. And then we go to the next one here where it's basically talking about unexpected, unusual, astonishing happenings, because some people are in a situation where they don't think those kind of changes can actually happen. So what you're doing here is opening your mind to the possibilities of, if you do want that kind of relationship that you're talking about finding that special someone, I think we need to sit there and look at the situation and go, I am willing to accept unexpected, unusual, and astonishing happenings in my life, for I am not fearful of that which comes from God by the way of the angels. There is but one presence in this universe, and I am one with that presence. There is but one power, and that power is good, loving, and benevolent. Knowing this, I step out in faith, ready to experience that which has been hidden to the mind close to the extraordinary. I now open my mind to the incredible wonders of life, to new adventures that contribute to a greater understanding of the mysteries of the cosmos. I seek to believe the impossible, to witness strange and wonderful events, to behold phenomena that elude reasonable explanation. I am prepared to hear the inner voices of the angels, to see the visible demonstrations of their hands, of their hidden hands, and to accept their sudden appearances before me in physical form. Angels, I choose to see, hear, feel, and know the multiple realities of other dimensions. Standing in God's love and light, I am ready. Let the experience begin. So, you know, we look at those situations, and we're also reading, some people are talking about the idea, why should I follow my heart? And I think it's one of those things that is pretty obvious. Just find that one. Which I know is here. And then we'll get right to the phones. The chat room is open too as well. So take a step in there and take a look at the situation. We could also sort of look at the situations of this one meditation where it's basically talking about the angels revealing the truth. Now this one goes, the I am that I am in the midst of me is omnipotent, all-knowing, all-seeing, eternally doing and being. This is my divine consciousness, the truth of me. I am aware of the dynamic energy of this holy self going before me, creating according to the highest vision, and revealing divine standard in my life and affairs. I feel the divine radiation. I am shining abundance. I am wholeness, flowing into perfect expression. I am the radiation of unconditional love. I am the light of joy, the beam of happiness, the ray of contentment. I am all. Because I am all, I have all. Now I now see the perfect expression of completeness, divine order, and glorious harmony in my life. I have seen the truth. My affairs are now an extension of the I am self, my divine consciousness, and there is nothing more to seek. I am free. I now rest in the presence of my holiness. So you see the situation of opening yourself up to truth is the ideal seeing how things are meant to be in truth. I saw that one too, but I just wanted to read that one part, and I just read it 5 minutes ago, and now I can't seem to find it. So let's sit here and look at the situation real quick. And the one thing I was focusing on too was prosperity too, because we want to be prosperous when we meet that one person, so we can actually buy them dinner, right? So the angels in prosperity, and the message and the meditation goes like this: I am conscious. My conscious awareness of the divine presence within me, as my supply is my supply. I am now consciously aware of this indwelling fountain of overflowing abundance. Therefore, I am abundant supply. My consciousness is the very energy of money. I am the spirit of infinite plenty and individualized. I am boundless abundance. And with love in my heart, I let the universal riches stream forth into further manifestation. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness, and I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account always filled with enough sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all, according to the guidance of spirit. I happily see every bill paid now, and joyfully see every obligation met. With great delight, I see the abundance continuing to flow to me. I am a divine magnet for money, and as I lovingly receive it, I lovingly use it with great wisdom. So you see the situation of opening yourself up, the ideal, telling yourself this over and over again, and I think your subconscious mind will finally believe it, which is usually what works against you when you have a tough time attracting the finances and the abundance that you'd like to have, because it's the ideal of understanding to have that thought of abundance before you can actually attract it. People always think you have to have a job to be abundant, not realizing abundance is something that's the accumulation of things. And you have abundance of love, abundance of money. So therefore, you have to think that you can actually acquire those two before you can actually get them. And that's the ideal of realization and also the truth in your mind to have that. It says the sense of separation. Well, actually, the one with what we're looking at here, it says the truth angel has said, instead of trying to find out more about yourself, spend more time discerning the truth about God. This is what know thyself really means. As you know the truth of God, it is the God self within knowing the truth about itself. When you speak the word of God, it is the God self in you speaking the word, and nothing can stand in its way. God self, your I am, has never condemned itself, so there is no condemnation in you. God self, I am, has nothing to forgive itself for, so there is no resentment in you or directed towards you. God self, the I am, is eternal wholeness and maintains itself from its own completeness, so there is nothing to heal. The only identity you have is God. There is no mortal mind, but there is only one mind. Therefore, there is no mind to treat. All that God self is an eternal manifestation of all that is good. So there is no duality to demonstrate over. Only presence is, affirming does not make it so. Evil is not, so there is nothing to be taken away through denial. There is no separation between you and God, for that would mean that there is something other than I am. There is not. The sense of separation is from the head, which has been sleeping. The truth is from the heart, which is awake and is the throne of God's self, that the I am. Surrendered to the heart, to spirit, to truth, giving to the one reality which you thought was personality. This surrender takes you into the stream of love, where your thought processes will be anchored. You will think from the heart, from feelings of love, and the head will awaken with spiritual illumination. Not only will you feel and think truth, you will also see it. You will look through spiritual eyes and see only that which is real in life. Can you not hear God speaking to you now? Asking you to drop the idea of mortal self and let the supreme presence be the one self. Say yes and look to the heart and feel the love, light, and joy, the very kingdom, power, and glory. Yes, 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 yes. So, as you listen to those meditations, take in the information, see how it fits you and how it affects you, and also, does it have anything to do with what's going on in your life at the moment? Because more than likely it does. And we were sitting here looking at the situation, pulling numbers out of the number book, too. And as we do our reading tonight, we will take your area code and look in the book and see what it means for you. Because I was actually looking at my own, which is 740. 740. 740. That's also circle bell, too. I think it has a wide range. 740 means God and the angels are working closely with you on this situation, reassuring you that you're doing the right thing and that all is well. So we'll sit here and as we do the readings and people call in, which if you want to call in here and get a session with us and get some questions answered, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Also, I do private sessions too as well. So if you want to give me a call on those, the number is 740-500-8863. Or you can call me at 740-601-1057. Or you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And what are they doing here? Here it is. Also, if you, we were sitting talking about HemiSync CDs, which are great for meditational CDs. They have meditational CDs for about anything you can think of: sleep problems, sexual problems, contacting, working with angels, connecting to the angelic, whatever. It's HemiSync. That's HEMI-SYNC, or I guess we could say HEMI-SYNC, HemiSync. That's www.hemisync.com. And if you want to, you can give them a call at 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488. And HemiSync is a technology where actually what underneath the surface of the music, it rings out a tone. But actually, when the brain hears it, both hemispheres of the brain work together, which will actually give you intense focus and concentration. So it's really great for meditation. I used to play them when I used to do reading, and I also used to play them when I was focusing on music or whatever it is. It always seems to enhance those sessions, so give it a try. But there are, and some liminal CDs do exist, too, and there's a company out there called BrainSync, which is BrainSync. They are subliminal CDs, but the technology has changed quite a bit, so therefore I would recommend you check these out. I actually have some of these CDs, too, so they've always worked very well for me. If you want to contact them, go to www.brainsync.com. Again, that's www.brainsync.com. Or you can give them a call, too, at 1-800-444-7962. Again, that's 1-800-444-SYNC-7962. So, give it a try. Those things are really good. I tried it myself, and I actually want to get some more. So let's get to the calls, and let's go to our first caller, which is area code 610. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name? I think 6110. And I fell asleep. 610, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello. 610, area code, you're on the air, and you're live on Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio. Are you there? Alrighty. Maybe they just want to listen, huh? Let's go on to our next caller. And actually, I was sitting here looking at it, too. Let's see, real quick. All right, the area code is 610. Let's take a look at 610 and see what that means in the angel numbers. I'm just going to get a little closer, get a little faster with the book, huh? Let's see. It means use positive affirmations and pray for relief from stress. Pretty simple message. All right, let's go on to our next caller. Let's see. Area code 228. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks. My name is Shirley, and how are you?
You know, I haven't really figured that out yet. I've been kind of pondering on it for about 2 days.
You're not quite sure how you are?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a couple of days from now. I actually come up with a good answer, but not today. Anyway, I have a smile on my face, if that counts. So.
Pardon me?
I said I have a smile on my face. I always
that's good. Animals, that's so. Good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, because I guess at this moment I'm feeling great.
There you go.
And I also want to say real quick, because I saw this one number came up real quick, just to remind everybody about the whole thing, is 222. 222 means trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. And that was also looking at your area code, too, looking up 228 real quick.
Okay.
And 228 is trust that new opportunities are answers to your prayers. Walk through the doors that are opening for you and accept offers of help. So when things present themselves, me personally, I get kind of irritated with that whole thing. People, something comes across your path and goes, someone's helping you out, or I've actually seen situations where people give people money, and the person will say, no, I don't take charity. I'm sitting there going, are you stupid?
Yeah.
And people go, what do you mean? I said, this is why I look at manifestation. Something you said or did brought that manifestation to happen. So the reason it's coming to you is because it's meant for you. And I was actually listening to, what's his name? He has a television show on television. Joe, he's a preacher.
Oh, okay. Not quite sure of the last name. I think I know who you're talking about, though.
He's got that book, the seven, I don't know if it's Seven Steps to Happiness or something. And my mom watches him all the time. So do I. Jeez, what is his name? Anyway, he was telling a story about his father, and his father's a preacher too. Well, his brother was a preacher before he passed on. And he said his father was having financial problems. They were having financial problems. And, that, you know, they were just – but he was constantly, you know, he was constantly in his work, doing his work and that kind of stuff. And he said – somebody walked up to him and gave him $1,000 check, and he said his father put it in the offering, and then later on got mad at himself because God came to him and said that wasn't for the offering, that wasn't for the church, that was for you, because you're having problems, and if you are in a good place in your life, and finances seems to be the problem right now, it's the ideal of getting that blessing. That manifestation that came to you, so you could be in a good place, because you being a good place, then you're good for the church.
Right.
And that's the whole thing about the situations that we can sit there and I sit there looking at this one thing. I said, why would pride be a sin? Until I start seeing people do these crazy things out of pride. And then you start looking at the situation. Okay, that's one of the deadly sins, right? Pride.
Right.
Why? Because it makes people do things they normally wouldn't do if they would follow their heart. That's the truth.
Right.
And that's
right.
And that's the reason I was reading that one meditation where it talks about when you follow the heart, it is spiritually, it's basically the mind is spiritually illuminated by it, so therefore you see nothing but truth. So therefore, it's just not the idea of feeling it in your heart. The eyes are open now, so therefore you can see it. And we see
it
in so many situations that if people would do the same thing as follow their heart and follow what's going on, I think even since the church and people who are reading the Ten Commandments and reading the Bible itself would see it in a different light, because they would see the truth. They wouldn't have to sit there and ponder over it for 50 million years to sit there and go, what's that mean? Or to see things, or maybe even with some of the things I've seen with the Bible, where there's certain things I feel like have been added for control, and I feel like there's other things that are true, the truth, spiritual sense, you know? Ten Commandments, I've always said the Ten Commandments is one of those things. If you don't need to know the Ten Commandments, all you need to do is love everybody unconditionally, and you'd never break those Ten Commandments, because you would always think before you did things to people. You would always look for the truth. So therefore, you wouldn't commit adultery. You wouldn't steal, because actually, we look at the situation of what sin is lack of. The lack of love, people have a tendency to commit adultery, because they think they have to go take it from somebody else. When they have a lack of money, they go steal something from somebody else, not realizing that when we realize we have no lack, we have no limitations, those things are no longer problems. And we have exactly what we need, what we want, what we desire. So it makes a big difference in people's lives if they would just accept what is handed to them, what's given to them, because it's kind of crazy. We think any kind of big sum of money that we didn't go out there and break some rocks for, we don't deserve, not realizing the ideal of manifestation is the ideal of focusing on what we want, and it will come through any avenue. It's just for us to have the responsibility for that manifestation, to open up, to receive it, no matter how it comes to us, because we brought it into play, and we are the vehicle that brings it into reality. And I'm sorry if that was too much for you guys, because I don't think I could actually repeat it. But
No. No, I got the gist of it. We manifest, we put it out in the universe by our thoughts, and then when it comes to us, sometimes we don't realize it and we turn away from it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
right.
You know, people, and we're not talking about just money. That's the problem with relationships right now. When people get exactly what they want, they don't think they're worthy of it because there's people around them, more than likely, who also fit that perception.
If you get an abundance, you can also share, right? Isn't that the thing to do, too?
That's true. But see, what I'm saying is, if we have a certain perception, more than likely we have attractive friends around us who have the same kind of perception. So the idea of changing our perceptions and stepping out of that, you're going to have your friends to contend with, because in the process of changing that perception and moving on, more than likely those friends won't be a part of our lives anymore because we've changed our perception and we've rose above where we used to be at. And we're just wondering if they're actually going to do it themselves. And more likely what they'll try to do is talk you back down.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Very true.
And that's what the strength comes in and says, you want to change your life. To realize that what true friends and family are the ones who will always be there no matter what. Who are the ones who have a mutual understanding of what you're trying to do. So just because they haven't stepped out and done it themselves, they're still going to have that respect for you because you have. And be supportive. If you have friends who look at you and are kind of like looking at you and going, I don't think so. I think you should think about it, and they start putting all these fears in you, then they're not good for you. Because they should be helping you to either face those fears, or they should be able to help you to rise above to let them go.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I understand. It makes perfect sense.
So all you women out there who keep thinking, my friends and my family are so important to me. And you push your significant, other to the side because you're scared. Because sometimes we have a tendency to get this perception of men, and it's like, oh, he's controlling. When he might be just a person who knows what he wants, and we don't.
True.
You in here?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm here.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to unplug something. It's not working. I got it. So you see with the situation, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm trying to get you to look at yourself and say, okay, do I say that? And there's a book out there I would love for women to read. If they haven't already read it, it's called 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives. I can't remember the author's name, but see, the one chapter that really messes women up is the ideal chapter. I think it's chapter 8. Don't quote me on that, but basically it says family and friends. And through the book, it usually talks about excuses while we keep ourselves away from being in healthy relationships by using unhealthy reasons and excuses. And that's another challenge we need to learn to let go of. To let go of excuses, because excuses are nothing but excuses to keep where we really want to be at. And plus, they're just excuses. There is a CD set out there by Dr. Wayne Dreyer, and it's called Excuses Be Gone.
Right.
So if you can't find the book, then go the next route and go to that one where it says Excuses Be Gone, because it basically explains to you that when you look at somebody who has no hands, but he's one of the best drummers in the world, he rose above the excuses to go and do exactly what he wanted to do. Instead of finding excuses, he found solutions.
Right. Very true. Very
still
true.
Here. I'm sorry we went off on the freaking mark there for a minute, but I hope it was said for a reason, so I'm hoping the people that were meant to hear that have heard it.
Right.
And take it all in and think about it, because that's the whole thing of life, is the idea to find solutions, not excuses.
Right.
And this book I was reading out of, it's actually called Angel Energy, How to Harness The Power of Angels in Everyday Life. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. And actually, I recommend any kind of book you can get from him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one here's a good one. There's another book called Super Beings, so check those books out.
What
you
is
go
it?
To
Super Beans? Super Beans?
Super Beans, yeah, like Superman,
okay.
But Beans.
All right.
Beans, yeah.
Right, okay.
And what's the one thing we can help you with tonight? If we have
well, yeah, you helped me quite a bit already. Just, okay, how do I go about it? Just ask a question or just kind of general, whatever, you know. I don't know how to go about this,
well,
actually.
Well, I just tell everybody to take a deep breath. Well, most of the time it's just one of those things. Take a deep breath and just go, okay, which way do you think I should proceed? And you're not asking me, you're asking your angels. I think it's one of the things. Always looking for ways to help people connect with their own angels.
Okay.
And usually it's people just ask questions and we go there.
All right. Do you see me making a major move in the near future? Or my
angel? Yes, I see you. There's only sense you. I love your sense of humor. And the first thing that came to my mind was, yes, I see you going from the kitchen to the living room.
Yeah.
A major.
A major move, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And next week, you'll be dating some guy named Major. Anyway.
Now, okay, that's good. That part's good. I'll go for that part. Okay. All I got to do is go in the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the major move is, yeah, it's like the one thing I pick up the most with you is the idea that the major move is something you feel like you should have done long ago. I feel like the reason it hasn't happened is because there was some procrastination with the whole thing where you're just kind of wondering, it's almost like you got very comfortable in one sense of where you live, but at the same time, there's almost like I get people who are just almost like you could drop down to a person who just doesn't set with you right.
Right.
Almost like there's a sense of jealousy. Not from you,
right.
From them. And so the answer to your question, the major move that I see is the idea, it comes to me as yes, you will. And it says it won't quite happen just yet, but I keep getting the idea that this major move could actually happen before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year? Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much for that.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask before you go?
No. Okay. meeting anyone special? Any romance or anything like that?
Well, I think you already met someone special.
Well, they're invisible. Invisible.
No, sweetie, I was just being a little self-centered. Anyway.
Okay, that flew right over my head. There you go, opportunity, see?
Right, there you go, yeah. And where are you calling from? What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mississippi.
The state of
pardon
confusion.
Pardon me? The state of confusion, right.
Mississippi, I'll sit here and say it is about Mississippi. The state of Mississippi was a scary place to go for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was one of those realizations about prejudice and...
Oh, I know, I know.
Because I was hitchhiking down, what was it, 40? There's two roads.
49?
There's two of them that run parallel to each other.
49 and 10?
I think so, yeah, because I was running down those two, and somehow I got on the other one. I went through this one community. Oh, I won't get any details about the community itself, but I was there for a period of time, and I got very, I'm not scared of anything. But this situation here was just like, something just didn't set with me right. And nothing really happened, but I was hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, God, I need a ride out of here. And I think that when I felt the fear come in, the idea of trying to get that ride, and my fear was kind of blocking it from happening. And then I got picked up by this preacher.
Right.
And this preacher kind of set things for me because me and my ex-wife split up because she basically had an affair with my brother who she actually ended up marrying. And it was kind of funny because I got in this car with this preacher and he said, that really, so your ex-wife and your brother are still married? And he goes, yeah. And he said, his life is kind of chaotic and there's something that happens all the time. He said, of course there is, until he corrects that mistake and realize that he did something wrong, which means he has to divorce her and, you know, go their own way. That will never change. And I'm like, I thought that too. So
right,
confirmation
right.
there. But this one community I went through scared me, and then I was down in, I don't know if it was a bayou or whatever it was, but I got so, I felt this energy of fear so badly, almost like I felt like there were people there, spirits.
Probably so, yeah, probably so, because there was a lot of, you know, all through the South, but Mississippi with the slaves and the Martin Luther King and all that, a lot of history, it's,
bad
kind of place.
Yeah, there was spirits there talking about their bodies that needed to be discovered. And I was just like so intimidated by the whole thing. I actually, and I usually don't do this, but I usually flag down a cruiser. Get me the heck out of here.
Right.
I flagged this guy down and everything. And then I finally, for the reason I went down there was to actually hook up with somebody that I'd met and see how that was going to go. I get down there and she comes to this place. I went and stayed at a hotel, and she came and got me at the hotel. And then we went to where she was at. It was like a two-hour drive, and we talked and stuff. And she seemed so nice. She's like a 29-year-old girl, and she was so nice. And she was talking about certain things. And we talked for a while, and we were holding hands and that kind of stuff. And then we get to where she's at in Jackson.
Okay.
We pull up to a drive-thru. I think it was McDonald's to get some food. And she looked at me, and she goes, "Look." I said, "What?" She goes, "There's one of them working the window." I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Oh, yeah.
And she used the N-word. And I'm like, "Whoa, I didn't see that coming." And I thought, we'll just blow it over. So then she informs me that, yes, you can stay with me, but I got to ask my dad and mom first. So I'm like, "You didn't tell me that. You said you were like, almost like she's, I'm in college. I can take care of myself." But she never told me she was still living with her parents. So I thought it was going to be a good thing. She puts me up in a nice hotel. She pays for the night. She goes, "Let me talk to my parents, get things worked out. I'll come back and pick you up tomorrow." She never came back. And I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere with $25 in my freaking pocket. And I was just freaking out.
I guess. So, how'd you get up out of that?
Well, I can't remember. Hold on for a minute. I was pretty frustrated and pretty angry about the whole, I just got out there and something came to me and like God said, "Just get up and go. You've always been well. And if you ever look at all the things you've been through, nothing's really bad happened to you. And you've always been protected. It's just your fear has a tendency to get you in trouble. So don't do that." So I walked out that freaking door and said, "Okay, she ain't coming back." I actually stayed there for 3 days. I got my mom to pay for a couple more days.
Right.
And then I finally said, "I can't do this anymore. I gotta go. I'm going to have to go sooner or later. I can't stay here for the rest of my life." And I didn't know where I was at. I didn't see any place I could actually go find a job or anything. So I got up and saw this big major highway. I think it was 70. And I think it was, I don't know what it was. I just know it was a major highway. And I just went out there and just started hitchhiking. And the next thing I know, I was home going, "Boy, that was just a crazy experience."
Wow. I guess so.
Yeah, but what I was telling everybody with situations, those kind of situations happen to all of us in certain, in different variations. But what it is, it's the ideal, what kind of strength you are to get over it and look at the situation and say, "Okay, am I going to let this hold me down? Am I going to learn from it and go for it?" And I just would have said, "Forget it." I did it.
Right.
I've done it, and it seemed like from that one experience, I've done it many times since then. So now I can't say, because people say this all the time, "I can't get through this. I can't do this." And then you say, "Well, how about those other experiences you've gone through that now you're on the other side experiencing this one?" And then when I sit back and think about that, okay. And the one thing I use when I do readings and do relationship counseling, people say, "My life just sucks." And I'm sitting there going, "My ex-wife is married to my brother." And they go, "Oh, I guess my life ain't so bad after all." So they kind of toned it down for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Their life is not as bad as they think it is because he just heard somebody else saying, "How do you deal with that?" And they change, see how they kind of, their perception looks at the whole thing going, "How'd you do that?" I think they're asking because, first of all, they're curious, but they're also having a situation they're going into that I've gotten over.
Right. Well, yeah.
So I need the answer. So could you tell me? I said, what it was, is I gave him $50,000 and said, "Get the hell out of me." But that's another story. Anyway, I'm just kidding. But
you gave your brother, your brother got your wife and you gave him $50,000?
No, the $50,000 was actually a joke. It was like one of the situations where you don't want to deal with it, so you wish you had some great money. So here's $50,000, get lost.
Okay, okay, all right, gotcha. I was going to say, whoa. Wow.
I tell people, if any more of those things go over your head, you're going to lose a lot of hair. So you better start that. Anyway.
Yeah, so, well.
I'm just saying, with your situation, that kind of thing, I do feel like one thing with this, with your life and the point of moving, it's like,
mm-hmm.
like we was reading that one where it says, you know, everything happening right now is happening for a reason.
Yes.
Just go with the flow, and you'll see why. And there's hidden blessings on the other side of this.
Right.
Like I'm looking at I was looking at one of my angel cards, and it just comes to me and says, just that.
Right.
Everything's happening just exactly the way it's supposed to. And you're thinking you need to move. So it's the idea of letting down your resistance. And some people say, well, I don't have a resistance. If you're thinking about it, the resistance is you're thinking about it and you're still pondering it. When you should just go, okay, I know I want to move. I know I want to move. I know I need to get out of here. So let it happen. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go and go with the flow and the whole thing. But I also feel like in the process of moving too, you also put yourself in a situation of meeting somebody. And I think there's like multiple reasons why the move has got to go and not because you're not happy where you're at. I think it has a lot of variations on everything. So I think a lot of those things are going to be corrected, and I just feel like you're going to find someone, not the ideal, that can help you deal with it, but somebody you can actually, for once in your life, share with, who doesn't expect anything from you. Because it seems like, I get the impression, you do a lot of work in relationships, and it seems like that
mm-hmm.
would explain why sometimes you hesitate to get into them, because you're always exhausted.
Right, right. Well, I usually, like you said, follow your heart, and my heart has got me in so much, I'll tell you. But, yeah. So.
Yeah, but see, the point is, the heart proved to you one thing that they couldn't do. You unconditionally loved those people, but they couldn't give it back to you. So see what it's saying to you. The reason you got hurt, because it was a realization that they were
right.
who they was. But it also, you got to look at the positive side. You found out who you was. But people say, well, how come I still care about those people? Because that's who you are. You're a loving, caring person. So therefore, you prove it to yourself every day.
Right.
And what you want to do is you want to find somebody who respects you and who appreciates that about you, not wants to sit there and look at you and go, you're crazy. Because I've had so many people go, oh, wow, you're sociable to everybody. You say hi to everybody. You know, like you have this anticipation when you just love to meet people. That's crazy. Don't you scare you and get yourself in a hurt situation? That's your perception. I don't
right.
want to hear your perception no more. I'm going to sit there and look at my perception that says the world is a warm, caring place. And it's amazing that I attract just those kind of people. You see the difference?
Right.
Yeah. If you look at people out there, like I've seen ladies, and the reason I say ladies, I don't know everybody out there, but the ones I've actually worked with, they say that they give and give and give and give and give and give. And then they go, well, what happened? You were supposed to realize the person wasn't giving back. And you
right.
feel them giving anyway. So you wasn't being honest with yourself. So what the problem is the reason you're angry is not the idea, I don't want to be nice anymore. It's the idea that when you're nice, you feel like you're being taken advantage of. When actually you're taking advantage of yourself by not watching and listening to what's being shown to you, that you can get out of the situation so quickly, but you love them.
Right.
Great.
Are you? Yeah.
Come to a conclusion in your life that says, okay, but how do you feel? Stop thinking about how he feels, because what you're doing in the process of focusing all this attention on him when it's not working is you're not focusing on how you feel. And then when
right.
you get to the point where it's a breakup, you get angry with yourself because of the lack of time that you spent with yourself. Or the lack of, yeah. So you said, now you're there again, saying, okay, what do I do? Well, you're not with anybody right now. So won't you just go inwards and find out who you are, maintain, ask yourself what happened, and look at the situation and admit to yourself. It's just a place
right.
to start. Not a thing, because
okay.
I feel go off. Oh, shucks, you know, love gets me in trouble all the time. No, it don't.
Well, you're right, though. Made a lot of
sense. We got to look at the positive side, because this girl I was just with, I was sitting there looking at her saying, you know something? I didn't realize one thing when I was with you. There's a lot of things in my life where it just changed for the better. I had a great time. The only time I could sit here and say it wasn't good was when I wasn't understanding why we wasn't together. So realistically,
right.
it's not her fault. It's not my fault that moment. It's just a pondering. But we like to sit there and get mad at other people because they won't give us what we want, not realizing that's not their responsibility. It's ours. And we should just sit there and look at the situation. Like I've always said before, like a good friend told me that all we need to do is sit there and think about them by name and just ask God and the angels to help us love and respect them for who they are and help us to love more every day. And then we'll start realizing that those situations happened the way they did. No, the breakups were more of a way of leading us in the right direction to find the right one.
Right.
So they were just a reminder, in some sense of the word, of who we are. You know, you're a loving, caring person. Well, this dumbass here is not. What's that tell you?
Right.
He's not like you. And what you're trying to find is someone like you who reflects back to you the same love and compassion that you're putting out there, and he's not doing that. So therefore, the sign, the reality that you're looking for is the heart that gets you in trouble. The heart is trying to help you see the truth, that he's not what you think he is. So move on. But at the same time, I've also seen situations of breakups, too, where the heart keeps telling you that it is exactly what you thought it was. It's just another person on the other side needs a little time to take it all in, to actually find somebody who actually does care about them and love them for exactly who they are. And because when you, for example, if you've got a person on the other side, but when you say things, he either gets angry, was thinking everything was great until you said, this is how I feel, and all of a sudden it messed them up. And they're like, you messed me up. I'm so angry. Why'd you do that for? And they're sitting going, I have no feelings for you. I am so done with you. I'm over you. I don't have feelings for you. And I wish somebody would just sit and say, okay, but if you don't have feelings for me, then why are you angry at me? Because anger is an emotion. It's a feeling.
Right.
So therefore, that's a sign for people out there who are going through that kind of situation, to help you understand that person is not willing to admit that they found somebody who cares for them for who they are. And this is a prime example. The reason I bring up, remember I talked about before, when we have a perception and we have friends around us who have that same kind of perception. When you see situations like that, what you have to deal and contend with is the friend saying, they're just basically telling her, this person is this, this, and this, and probably it's got to be in a bad way. That, or her, him, whoever it is, that these people are just saying, well, this person, more likely what they're doing is the person's trying to have a hard time dealing with it. So what they're going to do is their perception is what she used to think, or she never thought she was going to get that. So they're going to sit there and reform that. You're right. You can't find a person to really care and love you. This guy is just too good to be true. So there has to be something wrong with you. And to follow this up with a very positive affirmation is, sometimes something's true, no matter if you want to believe it or not. It is true. So therefore, we have to sit there and look past the illusion. And that's what I'm saying. Love through the heart. I love through the heart. And every time I would focus on the situation myself, all I can get is like, ask the angels. My angels keep telling me that what she says is the opposite. And I've had a lot of people who sit there and said the same thing. What are you going to do about it? Well, ask your angels to intervene, to go and do some counseling for the both of you, because you've done everything more than likely. So I just feel like the situation with that kind of situation can help a lot of people, not just with relationships, but with friendships, bosses, and that kind of stuff, to put it out there and say, okay, this is what's going on.
Right.
So these are relationships, too. And one thing we were talking about before, this angel book, it talks about the 22 angels. We have the angel of loving relationships, the angels of unconditional love, and things like that. But maybe there's a block within you, or maybe there's a block within them that we consider and say, angels, could you go to this certain person and help her to open those blocks again, to help her understand that true love does exist, to get what you want does exist, and to go down the path of following your heart, is the idea of realizing that the truth was something you had a hard time dealing with. But at the same time, working with angels, they can help you on both parts of that, help you open those blocks, and help you also to forgive yourself for what you've done to yourself, more than likely, not really anybody else, because everybody else probably understands. And that's the whole part of actually introducing loving them in the first place. So when you look at the situation of relationships you're going to be going through, and I just get some friends here that are in your life, too, as well, that you just need to forgive and do the same thing. Just because people go, well, this person did this and this, forget that. Those are just actions. Those people are basically doing something out of fear. So just look at those people and say, I love you unconditionally. I respect you for exactly who you are. I just had to realize that you're going to do things your way, and I'm going to do things my way. And I shouldn't expect any kind of expectations with you with the way I do things, and vice versa. So I forgive you. I let go. You can do what you want. You can move on or whatever. And I can too.
Right.
And you just kind of, it's a great way to let go of it. But you can use that for anything. I just feel like there's a certain person in your life that you need to do that with, so therefore do that.
Right.
And you will. And I just feel like others, too, I think you were focusing on the idea of meeting someone yourself. And I just feel like that one variable will definitely open the door here in the next month and a half to actually just do right there.
Right. All right. Well, that's all good news. Sounds good.
Well, also, if you get a chance, I really urge people to, and you too, to get a private reading. And right now we're doing this thing on past life readings too, to help people understand that they're really good tools to find things within your past to help you let go of things in the future and in the present right there. So get a chance with that. I mean, really good time to do that too, because right now we're working with everybody's budget. So it's one of those things, you come to the table and you say, okay, this is what I can afford, and what can I get for this? And you'll be amazed when you say yes to everything. So just get in there and try to do what you can. And the economy, guys, is basically affected by us. So therefore, the more you spend, the more it balances itself out and actually the world itself. So therefore, things will get better.
Right. Excuse me. Right. All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. I thank you very much.
And then please give us a call back and give us an update on your life. I really feel like in about a month and a half, you'll have some really good news to tell us.
Okay, I will. I'll give you an update.
All righty. You have a great night, too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
God bless, and you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Let's see. Let's go to, I think this is a Skype call. Let's go to Jesse. No, I'm sorry, Jesse. Maybe people call you Jesse. I'm not sure if they call you Jesse or not, but I got Jessica Jackson, 1987. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what is your name? Hello. Hello. All right. Let's go here. I'm going to go to another caller because I'm not sure they actually knew they were actually on the air, so we'll give them a little time to think about it. But we was trying to get Jessica Jackson, which I think is a Skype call, to listen to us. Yeah, I'm not even really sure that she actually wanted to get on the air. This new switchboard, using on the old switchboard, we used to have a hand up. And on this one, I get question marks. I'm looking at the situation, these question marks, but they don't tell me much. So let's go to another Skype call, and the name here is I Need Help 91. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
What's up?
Hello, dude.
Yeah,
hello?
I'm just eating ice cream here. Well, no, just kind of listening. Let's go on to the next person.
Hello? If you're talking, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hello? Interesting, huh? Let's go to area code 386. Hey, area code 386, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I get to 386. Last time I seen that area code, I think it was like a Holly Hill near Daytona.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. We've talked plenty of times.
Okay, so how are you doing tonight? What's your name?
Sheena.
So how can I help you tonight?
It's a dream that, and also a relationship question. I want to start with my dream, though. I had a dream about a huge fish. And, yes, and my dad was in the dream. My father was in the dream with me. And, you know, how men like to fish, and their pride and joy is like the biggest fish that they could ever catch or whatever. So my dad was very excited about this big, big fish. Huge. It was so huge that it had to be flown in by airplane. So it was really big. My dad was really ready for this fish. And I was just concerned about where we, what were we going to do with this huge fish, where were we going to put it, and everything. So I wanted to know what that dream was about. Also, one day I closed my eyes, and I kept seeing the number 4. So just wonder if it was associated with the dream and what that was all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get the impression, okay, you understand your father's in the dream. Was you in the dream too?
Yeah, I was. Me and my father was in the dream.
Well, the first thing I got with the situation is a simple dream where it talked about him being the big fish. That's what it means. He likes the fish. He loves the fish. And there's all the things about the whole thing, but there's a big fish in the, and you said there was also a big fish in the dream too. And as soon as you said that, I got he likes to be the big fish, the big man.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like almost like a it was like a realization of the connection between the two of you.
Okay.
I really get the impression, I get the impression on some level when, with you and your father, that you were pretty close to being on the same level with each other. You were. Almost like, I guess you would say you understand each other.
Yeah.
Has he also passed over?
No. That would be my mom.
I still keep getting a male that's connected to you that would be on your father's side. That's passed over.
Oh, okay. That could be anyone.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting uncle.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I think so.
I get a tall, slender man. The way it comes to me is tall, slender, and slinky.
Oh. My dad has an uncle that passed when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep getting this impression about your father where it's almost like a sign for your father that he needs to really keep getting health issues.
Help, okay.
How's
your
father?
That makes sense. Well, help.
Like a realization, yeah, to go with your, to go with the flow and focus on health. You eat too much pork.
I'm sorry, say it again now.
I get the impression he eats too much pork.
He's too much pork?
No, pork. Pig.
Oh, he eats too. Oh, yeah. His doctor said that he has high cholesterol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also saying with pork, it's not just the cholesterol, it's also the chemical reaction he has with his body. I think he actually has stomach problems.
Okay.
He seems to be also a hard-headed man.
Hello?
I said he seems to be a hard-headed man.
Yes, he is. Very stubborn.
Yeah, so that's one of those things of saying, you know, almost like the idea of okay and talking about it, too.
Yeah, he's very stubborn.
You get the impression, too, that your father should eat more fish.
Oh, yeah.
Or take a fish oil supplement. Flaxseed oil would be good for him, too.
Okay.
Like, look at your father. He's saying, you need to take some fish oil, and he takes some flaxseed oil, and you can actually go to Walmart and actually get it. There's a gel cap that you can actually get. There's three oils, the flaxseed oil and the fish oil, and there's another oil too, and it's the 3-9, and I'm trying to figure these things out. The 3-6-9 with the fish oils.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty expensive. But it's in the capsule form, because I feel like if he had to take it with a tablespoon or something like that, and take those oils in, he'd freak out. So I'm just saying,
yeah.
It's one of those things of saying, Don't worry, Dad. You can get it in the capsule. You just take some water and drink, and just down it. You're good to go. But it will definitely be good for his cholesterol and for his high blood pressure.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. He does. But he's fine other than that. He'll be around for to see his grandkids grow up and stuff.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm just saying with the situation and everything.
Yeah.
These are just the ideal to make the journey a whole lot more bearable and happy.
Okay.
I'm just saying, well, the situation comes to me very clearly because I take vitamins all the time. People always constantly look at me going, you know, those taking vitamins like that are going to hurt you. And I've been doing it for years. And it seems like when I take vitamins, I just feel like more of myself. And I feel like I'm 35.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 50 this last year, so I take a lot of things. And, you know, looking at things just to maintain. So therefore, actually, I feel like age itself is when we start getting the lack of certain things in our body that we can replenish. And I feel like it would be good for him to do that, okay? So
mm-hmm.
You also wanted to ask a question about a relationship question too, right?
Yes. But, that too. But I just wanted to ask one more quick question about my father. Financially. Do you see him being okay financially? Like, would he be well off or just comfortable?
I keep getting the question, well, I keep getting the answer as being well off.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like he's got a lot of things coming in.
Yes, that's true.
I'm just saying, to get things for, you know, sometimes we look at the situation. I'm just saying, I had a girlfriend, an ex-fiance, was like that, where she got a settlement from the government because of back child support. And she kept on saying, well, the government says I can only get it here and I can only do this. They're going to give me two payments instead of giving me it all at one time. And what I was trying to get her to do is I was trying to get her to listen and say, okay, we manifested a big old house. We manifested the money to get that because that was kind of funny. I was sitting there talking to her. I said, we can manifest this money. She goes, how's that? You know, we just started doing things. And we just moved. I said, who says we have to have money to work? We're trying to manifest the money. So this just opened her mind up to the possibilities of how that could happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that year, she'd been trying for like 7 years to get back child support from her husband through taking his taxes. And for some reason, that year when I started focusing on that manifestation of that $2,500, they took his taxes for the child support. And she's like, well, you know, we've been trying to do that for 7 years, and now it just happened. I was like, but why this year when I started focusing just on that? Which actually put us in the position of getting a house. And I was just trying to get her to take one step further and say, don't let the government tell you that they can only give it to you in two payments, or they can't give it. They have to hold on to it for a period of time. She goes, well, that's what they said. I said, but see, we're trying to rise above that and have it done the way we want it to, where it fits our needs, not their needs. They're going to, of course, you know, that's one thing about the world. People are always going to come in with their perception and try to get you to see that, to pull you into their perception. And what you're trying to do is hang on to yours. And that's why I'm saying with the situation here, he has so much coming in that he needs to really change his attitude.
Oh, yes. I say that every day. I say that all the time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, he just needs to open up, let go, and you'd be amazed. It's like you sit there and look at the situation, things coming to him like a waterfall.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's sort of the situation now. He has the money coming in, and his girlfriend is trying to get it to where, you know, how they pay you out in certain increments. It's a lump sum, but they pay you out in little increments at a time. And his girlfriend is trying to help him get it all at one time because they need some things. You know, they need a car and they need, you know. So you see that happening for him actually getting it in a full, her, you know, with her help requesting that because there are special circumstances.
You know, I get the impression that he will, but he has to watch her.
Really?
I get that people see her as a very trusting person and a lot of things going on, that kind of thing. And I'm not saying she's not. But with a big sum of money that could throw her off balance to the point where she might take advantage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things with making sure that as it progresses and everything and the procedure goes down the way it's supposed to, and make sure it's all in his name.
Okay.
To the girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I'm just saying, it seems, I mean, your father's very hard-headed when it comes to certain things, and actually being stubborn in that kind of situation will actually work in his favor because, you know, she can be a little pushy about the whole thing, and she's headstrong too. So therefore, I just feel like he's, realistically, with all the things going on in his life, he seems to be the more balanced. She might, mm-hmm. she might come off that way, but I'm just saying, so it's an illusion. And I want you to sit there and talk to your father and say, you know, it's his. And yes, she's going to help him get it, but that doesn't mean she's entitled to have.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, you don't see her running off with his money and leaving him.
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying. But it's like one of those, it's like looking at people and saying, if you don't change your perceptions and realize that there's things that are going to happen and you're going to be well taken care of, they have a tendency to go and do it themselves and think they can do it better. And that's what I'm saying with the situation here. You need to watch it. Watch it. I'm just saying. It just says warning. As long as things are kept in a balanced way, she is who she is. It's just the idea of money has a tendency to make people do things they wouldn't normally do.
Right.
So I'm just saying, it's like keep that balance, but it has to be maintained within him. Because he don't do that. I just feel like he knows he's entitled to a lot of things. He knows how to spend money. He's just never really had a lot to spend.
She's been helping him out, you know, kind of waiting on him to get his, and she's been helping him out, so she feels like entitled to it also.
I'm just saying with the situation, look at the relationship realistically. Are they comfortable? Because if they're comfortable with each other, realistically, that's a bad thing. There still should be challenges. There should be things, you know, working and that kind of stuff. But when people get comfortable with anything, they get bored with it. And a lot of times the reason they're comfortable with it, because like you said before, it's just, you know, laying and waiting.
And, you know, that confirms a lot of things for me, because when you say she comes off that way, it's and my tuition is right on point, because with some things I trust her, but other things I don't. And my dad, a lot of the times he says, oh, well, I don't want you, you know, I don't know if he really feels like I would ruin his relationship. But if I sat down and talked to him about that, you know, him telling him what's his is his, would he trust me or think that I'm just trying to, you know, come between their relationship?
Well, it's like, I'm just saying, when you look at the situation, one thing I would do with your father is just sit there and say, you know something, Father? Just look at it. Look at the situation and ask yourself, realistically, and when I sit there and tell people to follow their heart in these situations, a lot of times when we follow our heart, we see people for who they really are, and the hard part about it is taking the position of breaking up with somebody, realizing that they're not loving people. But we have to, the only way we can really see that is to follow our own heart and realize what we are.
Right.
And this person's not seeming like a loving person, so therefore I can see what I really need to do. And with him, I would just tell him, you know, I'm not trying to get between the two of you. I'm just saying this is a perception, something that I see. This is what I feel. But I have no intention of interfering with you. I'm just giving you the information. So could you please just take a look at it yourself from your perception? And then enough said. Because there's nothing really you can't make him change his mind. You can't really make him do anything. He has to see it. But I do feel like certain things, you know, like your voice and your opinion, needs to be said. All right?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last one. Last word you said.
No, I'm just saying, you have to express yourself. But once you express yourself, back off him and do it himself. Therefore, he won't be just interfering. He'll just see you as a person. It's just you see something, but you give him space and you give him the respect to fight it himself. Okay?
Okay. Now, do you feel like she's very, you know, do you feel like she's genuine with me and my daughter? Like, you know what I mean?
I get the impression that she is genuine with you and your with you and your daughter. And I feel like she's genuine with him, with how he feels, but there's that one side of insecurity that might kick in that she feels like she's entitled. And it's like,
yeah.
Look at the situation, okay? I'm sitting here doing a radio show that I pay for, and I'm not asking anybody to compensate or anything, and I just keep giving, and I'm not getting mad or angry because I don't feel like I'm being compensated for anything else. I just want to be put in a position just to love it and just put it out there. And when people ask me questions, I really have a hard time giving short answers and moving along, but I just got to keep giving. And
right.
The process of the whole thing, I find that people come back and they do things because of the love that's been given. Okay, so without me asking, I get what I'm entitled to. When you catch somebody who keeps saying that I'm doing all these nice things, I think I should be compensated. In her position, that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a couple relationship, I mean, for an example, the last girlfriend I was with, she just came to me and said, you need to have two Facebooks, okay? One for business and one for personal. I said, okay. And I said, well, could you do that for me since I'm really working on everything and getting things with the show and my own readings and personal and that kind of thing? Could you do that for me? And I think I was actually working on the road at the time, too. And she went in there and she did some really nice things that I never expected. And she just did them because she wanted to. Did she ever ask anything for a return? No, she never did. And, you know, started a new Facebook account for me. You know, she talked to my daughter. Just certain things she just did, you know. And when people do those kind of things and they don't say a word about it, I get it's genuine. But I'm just saying, with her, it's kind of hard. It's like a fine line. I feel like she's genuine with you and your daughter. I feel like she's genuine with her feelings that she has for your father. But there's that one part about it where she's never really had what she thinks she's entitled to. So I just feel, in some sense, the word is she had an opportunity to instead of dealing with that insecurity, with realizing it's a fear, I think she wants to find an easier way, which is compensation, where the money will help her deal with that insecurity when she doesn't realize it. That fear will put her in a situation of hurting other people. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I just don't. She said she thinks that he would get his money and run off and leave her, but it's actually the other. That's her fear because she would do something like that.
Well, let's be honest about the situation. Yeah, if he gets his money and he decides he needs to go, it's his money.
Right.
He's not taking anything from her. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he will. I still feel like he's comfortable with her. And I think what she's trying to do is, from what I can see with her, is the reason I feel like she would do it is because now she's trying to take it and justify it. Because if she did run off, she'll sit there and say, well, I beat him to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
So she justifies her actions. And she looks like she's doing it in advance.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hang on for a minute, I want to play some music because I have to take a break. We'll just say it that way. I got to take a break. But if you want to hang on, I'd be glad to answer your relationship questions for yourself, too. Just let me play this one song. Let me take this break real quick and come right back. When we get back, I'll get right to your question, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just hang in there and I'll be right back. I'm going to play a nice little song by Styx called Crystal Ball. Be right back.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again? My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me?
Hey everybody, welcome back. How you doing? This is Psychic X Journeyman. You're on Psychic X Man. Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome. Let's hear our cue's pretty full, and we're gonna get to everybody, I promise. And also, if you just be patient with me, because I like to answer the question as full as I can, not just rush along. So just have some patience, and I gotta tell everybody also listen, because you might actually get your question answered indirectly because of what's being said. And I think we all need to learn how to listen, because I feel like everything crosses our path means something, so therefore let's put that out there. Okay, we have 41 minutes left in the show, so I guarantee we also have a tendency that we can actually stay on after the show's over with for about an hour or two, so we will definitely get to everybody and answer all your questions, okay? And if you have any questions about anything, just ask. And we're doing readings tonight. We're actually doing free angel readings. We're talking about doing relationship readings too. And we have some on the phone right now, and let's get back with her. And you said you had some questions about relationship, right?
Yes. Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. I want to know what you see with me and this young man. He's about 2 or 3 years younger than me, and us reconnecting. Very handsome young man. he sings gospel. His family is very church going people. And so I really had enjoyed my time with him when we dated before, and I want to reconnect with him. I had talked to him maybe a month ago, but I have I have some things that I need to kind of get straight with myself, but I definitely have the intention of reconnecting with him, and so I want to know if he has heart intentions for me, and if you see it going well, regardless of the age.
So you're saying there's what, 2 or 3 years difference between you?
Yes. I can give you his initials.
Okay. Well, I was sitting looking at one thing I forgot to do was we said we were going to look at your area code and take that 3 number and look in the angel book to see what it means. And I was actually looking that up, so I didn't mean to be. I was listening to everything you said. It's just that I was looking at the 386, and 386 is basically saying, give any cares or concerns about finances to the ascended masters as they're ready to support you in all ways. So that was just saying basically another let go, and it'd be fine. Finances and that kind of stuff would be great. Plus, with the situation you're talking about, so have you and this man reconnected yet, or is it something that you want?
We reconnected as far as, it had been a year, and, I had ran into him, during a church, where I went to church one night, and him and his brothers and dad performed, and so I got his number, because he had a different number, and my number had changed since then, we talked through text messaging and over the phone, and he was quite ready to come, see me. So he made that apparent, but, went to something more serious, But so we haven't been able to see each other in person yet again. But I have, like I said, I have every intention of reconnecting with him soon, so. When do you see that happening, and is it a good thing?
Okay. What I see is happening is, like, I get the impression, yes, it will, but I also get the impression of letting go, but it unfold the way it is. So there's really nothing you can do but be yourself. But the one thing I did get the most stress on was definitely taking it back to communication, either on a phone, something, because the idea of, I have a tendency to don't like the Facebook thing because it's almost like every time you do any kind of changes or anything, Facebook's like, oh, so-and-so just changed their freaking page. I'm like, who gives a hoot? I want to get back to real conversations and really talking and doing those things. I think it's kind of great in some sense, but when you just want to tell everybody that you are with somebody, that's great. But somebody caught someone getting on there saying, I'm going to bed and I'm brushing my teeth. Do you really care? And I just feel like, because the reason I stress it so much and it came to me very quickly was the idea of doing relationship counseling. And a lady told me one time that she was in the email phase of a relationship. And I'm like, what? There is no such thing. I feel like it like this. I feel like you get into a relationship with somebody, they can happen in many ways. Skype, Yahoo, those are cams. You can see each other. You can talk. You can see people's mannerisms. You can experience a lot of things. As long as you do it right, and as long as you're open and you're committed to the relationship, they can happen that way. That's a very, in this day and age, technology can actually help people. I've always felt like this. It's a manifestation. I feel like twin flames have manifested these different avenues so they can find each other.
Right.
Okay? So we have these things going on. But emails and texting should not be used to establish relationships. It should be used to keep the relationship going. If you're in a situation with somebody and you had all this time on Skype, you haven't met each other yet, face to face in the same room. But Skype, anytime you see somebody, it's still a connection, And it's one of the strongest forms of connections, really, because, and just be honest, when you meet somebody in a bar or meet someone in person, sometimes it can be intimidating, people around you. Or maybe you meet somebody in a freaking, maybe you meet the bartender, or like in my situation, I've met like waitresses, or am I working for a psyche company? I'll meet somebody that I do find a connection with, but I can't do nothing about it. I think those connections happen. So I just feel like, in the sense of the word, like I said before, I feel like twin flames have actually established these things so they can find each other. So now they can see each other, they can feel each other, and the energy that comes across a webcam, a computer, is very high energy. So therefore, when you pick up on the whole thing, I think one of the connections I always felt, like if you connect with somebody, and you connect with somebody with the same kind of high energy you have, that really happens in a lot of relationships when you meet people in person, because you have to learn how to balance your energy out so you could you guys can actually not overwhelm each other. So it's a constant.
Do you feel like we're twin flames?
Twin flames, yeah. Exactly. When two twin flames meet each other, the energy is really intense. When you meet each other in person, can you imagine come over a webcam? You're going to have problems with probably the camera itself, talking to each other and that kind of stuff. But when you find ways to deal with it and to you're looking for solutions, that means that relationship's working, because you're finding solutions, so therefore it can thrive, it can grow. And that's what we all do in any kind of situation. So it is a real relationship. Real love, deep love, can be established across a webcam.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the idea of making sure that you don't get impatient with the situation. I just saw a situation where people haven't seen each other, and then this lady decided to help this guy get out of prison. She couldn't touch this guy for 6 years. Okay? She saw him through a glass. She saw him through cam. But what happened was everything was established. So therefore, when they met each other and he did get out of prison, she did get him out. Because it was definitely a misjustice of that whole thing. She got him out, and they finally touched each other, and they were asked, okay, you know, did you have to reestablish anything? And they go, what do you mean reestablish? We didn't have to reestablish anything. We just finally got to do the last piece of the puzzle, which just affirmed that everything happened before that was real. And the physical sense, they said, was kind of overrated, because it helped them to really get to know each other. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It helped them to really get to know each other. Because I think that sometimes we rush the sex part, and then that interferes with what we really feel, so we really don't get to know each other. So in the situations, webcams do one thing. There's a lot of things that can happen, but it gives you the opportunity to sit there and balance it out so you can actually see it for what it is. See, your situation is you've been pulled apart from each other for a period of time, and I think that he really wants this. He really does. But I also get a person here who is very cautious. I just feel like that one aspect has to be done. Now, if you can sit there and talk to each other with his busy schedule or something like that, do a thing over Skype or something like that, or the cam, that's communication. Even if it's just simply talking to each other. But I'm just saying, phone calls is, to me, that's the first part of a relationship, not texting or emailing. And if you're in an email phase, I just feel like emails have a tendency to give people an opportunity to disappear and think about it and come back and go, well, I don't want this. When you're on the phone, phone's real. Webcams are real. So I'm just saying, to get those in there just the right way and do that way. That's the one thing I fear the most. I feel like it's definitely going to happen, and you definitely want it, but I want you to sit here and focus on the outcome and then enjoy getting there, not thinking about if you're going in the right direction or not, because that kind of has a tendency to mess up with the unfolding, because that's part of it. But
that when we were together, when we were dating before, for those 6 months, do you feel like he was falling in love with me, really? Because he said it, but, you know, I wasn't sure. Do you feel like he was falling in love?
Hold on. The message I keep getting here is forget that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what you're trying to do is that's the past. It doesn't really have any effect on what's going on now, because even if you did or didn't, you feel like this time they keep coming up as it being different, more close, more committed. But you can't, but it can't be. It's like I'm looking at the situation going, okay, this person's busy all the time. We don't get to talk all the time. But do you really need to talk all the time? If it does happen and you're talking all the time and you got to, and things happen where it happens, then let those happen. But they don't. Don't look at it as something that you're missing, because you're not missing anything. What it's doing is it's get, you know, in certain situations, people are pulled away from each other or have these certain times where they don't see each other. It's because they have to live their life too. And that's why I get here. So that's what I'm saying. You know, focus, live your life, keep moving forward. It's going to happen. It's just that it has to happen at its own pace. Also respect and love him too for who he is, because he's not going to do things the way you think he should. I think that if you look at the situation you were talking about before, he did fall in love with you. He just has a different way of expressing it than you do. But I felt like in the process of certain things happening, as it was unfolding before, if it would have continued, then he would have expressed himself just like he wanted to the fullest. But it never got to that point. So what we do is we go, okay, cool, forget it, and say, okay, this time I want to be patient and take, and what I mean by take, see, one thing people get confused with when they say, well, I want to take it slow. No, you want to take it at the pace it's going to go. So let the relationship unfold the way it's going to, and then go with the flow. Don't sit there and dictate, the flow is too fast, I'm going to slow it down. A lot of dams are broken because of that. So you don't want to have an accident, or you don't want to ruin anything. What you want to do is you want to just say, I'm going to take it day by day, moment by moment, and let it unfold, because that way you can enjoy every moment that happens. In the process of enjoying these moments, you get closer. That's where you develop the relationship. And these things have to happen. But if you're constantly thinking about it, they don't happen because you're saying, what if I should do this? When he's off, you know, people have a tendency to go in different directions and go, okay, I'm not thinking, I'm just doing it. But I think your friend here also has to do one thing too. It's a relationship. And I think sometimes, and I've seen this a lot, even with them, you know, we have, spiritual people, Christian people, they have a tendency to leave God out of these things. And I'm just like, baffling. God and angels brought you guys together. It's one of those things that needs to be established on the point of saying, okay, angels, is it real? There's nothing wrong with saying that. How does he feel? He hasn't talked to me. Why is he not talking to me? And listen to the answers, and then follow those answers, because it's guidance to help you out. So if you get a thing that says, he hasn't forgotten you, he's just busy. Or an answer that says, he can't think about you 24/7. If he did, he'd wreck his car. So there's things like that, that when things are going very good, people don't think about you 24/7. They're
right.
Doing their job, living their life, and they can't wait to get back to you to live. And that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I see. I want you to sit there and just take this and just enjoy every moment and try to live in the moment. Because right now, this moment, it's all exists. Nothing else exists except for this moment that you're experiencing. When you can live in the now, that's what it means. The now means not today, it means this moment. So you can see everything about it. Is it a sign for you? Is it just something just to enjoy? Or is it something to just put yourself into and see what happens? Well, you have to live the moment to find that out for yourself. And you'll see exactly how things are going to unfold, even to the point where, like I said before, when you love and you follow your heart, and that just tells you that you're in love and that this person's the one, it also tells you how to proceed. Are you going in the right direction? Does it feel good? Do you feel like you shouldn't go that way, or you should back off? Or if you look at a person and they want to, we'll say he or her or she, whatever, they want to communicate through a certain avenue, and you just don't feel like you should do that. It's like, to really love somebody is also to be yourself and also voice exactly how you feel. So there's never any kind of in the dark. They might not like your response, but at least they know you're being totally honest with them. They'll feel it.
Right.
And that's what you need. You need to be with somebody. Like I heard the other day, you're not looking for somebody to live with. You're looking for someone you can't live without. I was trying to talk to this one lady the other day. I said, she started giving me this freaking analogy about the moon, and I don't think we. She goes, I don't think we really went to the moon. That wasn't what the affirmation was all about. It was trying to get people to think there are no limitations, and you could tell right then and there she was already looking for limitations. So I hope she looks at the situation and go, okay. But what the affirmation was, it said, how can you tell me that the sky's the limit when there's footprints on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Which means there is no limit. And plus, if you look at the sky itself, the sky is a void that goes on forever. So it's telling, everything around you tells you all the time there's no limitations. Even when flowers, in the wintertime, they die. They didn't die. They're dormant. They come back the next year.
Mm-hmm.
The trees bloom again. And it shows you that things keep going on and on and on. And that things can last forever as long as they choose to. And when they choose not to, that's when things have a tendency to go in different directions. So I hope that's helped you.
Yes, it does. And I want to go back to that. So we're both very attractive people together, and I just think we're cute together.
You look at it. Perception. Go ahead, I'm sorry. You go ahead and finish. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
I want to bond with him. And because I know that we would be, do you see us being compatible? Like, he's a very strong personality, and I'm very strong emotionally.
Well, you should look at the situation. He's strong in strength, and you're strong in emotion, so therefore I can actually compliment each other.
Okay.
So the idea of the situation is the idea of worrying. See, in the point of reflection, you see something in him, you see something in you. Correct?
Yes.
When you see those reflections, what they're reflecting back to you is you have the same strength. You just need to go inwards and rediscover it. We attract each other. And the attraction you're looking for is not a physical attraction. We're very attractive people. Okay, sure, great. But that could be perception that both you see. And maybe it's just one of those things, you see a lot of people around you that you would never be with. And you see them as being, some people look at it as being unattractive. But what it is just the idea of looking at the full picture and finding the one person that you would want to be with. So the other people don't fall in that category, so that people have a tendency to perceive it any way they want. But what you're saying is the idea of learning from those reflections, help you let go of those worries and those fears, which can actually be considered blocks, which actually, when you clear those out, those are the things that bring you closer together. The bond that you're trying to establish already exists. There's just blocks in the way to keep you from seeing it. So the process of seeing these reflections and letting go of those fears, those blocks are gone, and you continue to get closer and closer. And then you really see and feel the bond.
Mm.
If a connection's been established, then the bond's there. It's just the idea of going forward and to see that. And to, you know, for the first time, when you see it, embrace it. The more you embrace it, the more easier it is to let go. When you let go and you're vulnerable to the situation, that means you trust what you see. You trust what you feel. And more likely, the other person will do the same thing. And next thing you know, what are you doing? You're constantly hugging each other all the time. No fear.
No.
Okay?
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know he understands commitment, because even though he's younger, he's been married before.
Mm-hmm.
One
thing I want to say to you real quick, the age, that's what I'm trying to tell people, age is nothing. It's who people are. What you're attracted to is the essence of him, and he's attracted to the essence of you. Which, if you think about it, being in the spiritual, there is no age. You don't age. Just the physical part. And the reason the physical part, I think, ages is because if you look at the situation of life from the day we're born, you're going to die. Okay. So it could be a power of suggestion. But I see a lot of people who do not perceive age as anything. And if you look at them, they don't seem to age. And they have a tendency to just have a certain look about themselves. But I think it's because it reflects with the spirit within them that they're connected with. So the situation here, age is no problem. Commitment's no problem. Age is nothing but, if people are using age as an excuse, they're just looking for an excuse to keep from looking at what's real. Okay? So when you sit here and say, he's younger than you are, he's not much younger than you are. You know, if you look at the situation, you guys are pretty well on the same page. The one thing I hear the most with you, and the reason I'm saying this is because I feel like you have a lot of questions and you keep questioning a lot of things, and I think what you need to do is just trust what is going on between the two of you. Let it unfold, let it go the way you want to, and realize that the questions you're asking is the idea of wondering about yourself, and there's a little bit of fear in there that you might not get what you want. And that's what you need to deal with. You need to let go of that whole thing and say, okay, the past, I can't remember what the past is even like at all. It's gone. I'm going to let go of anything that doesn't make me happy. That's not joyful. That's nothing. That makes me ask questions about what's going on now because it's keeping me from seeing what's going on right now.
Right.
So I'm just not trying to cut you off or nothing. I'm just saying with the situation, I understand where you're coming from. But actually, when asking all the questions and stuff, the questions are kind of repeating themselves to the point where it's just one of those things that you need to go in within yourself and say, okay, what am I fearful of? And when I go down to the bottom line, it's a fear of not getting what you want. So I'm just urging you to let go and to let it unfold the way it's going to unfold. Stop asking questions and really start enjoying what is going on in your life. Start enjoying you and looking at the things that you love to do. Because I feel like in the process of doing those things, that's who you are. That's what he loved in the first place, and that's what will bring you back the quickest, because you're looking for something to do that will make this thing happen a whole lot quicker, and I think that's what it is. You need to flow and be yourself, because that's how it all started in the first place. And now we're starting to get into certain situations where we feel like we should change ourselves in some sense of the word. And I actually had a reading I did for a lady once who said that she was looking, what can she do to change herself to get a man? And I got this voice that popped in my head that said, ask her if she believes in me. And I said, okay, do you believe in God? And she said, yes, I do. I said, would you give up God for a man? And she said, no. And I said, then why would you give up yourself? Because that's exactly what we're doing. We're giving up ourselves in favor of getting what we want, not realizing being ourselves is what God has got. All the things we've ever wanted in the first place. So why do we keep changing ourselves, thinking, okay, there's something wrong with me? Maybe the idea what's wrong with you is you don't have any faith in who you really are. So therefore, why I say go within yourself right now and really focus on those essence and those gifts and those talents of who you are, because I feel like focusing on those things will raise the vibration to get exactly what you want. I just want you to accept that and accept who you are, because you are this fantastic person. But for some reason you have that certain doubt within yourself. You shouldn't have that. You should work on that. You should really look at the situation, looking in that freaking mirror and looking at yourself saying, I am a great person. Get this book, Angel Energy. And there's actually some things in there to help you release that, saying, the past is gone. I no longer hang on to anything that is not joyful, happy, and good for me. Some people don't like that one because they actually lose friends out of it. But when you sit and look at the situation, all it's doing is showing you the truth of who your real friends are in the first place. So if people start falling out of your life because you start being you and being yourself, then what you're doing is you're finding out who are your true supporters and who is really there for you. So start being there for yourself first. It's you. Okay?
Okay.
You okay?
Yes. Yeah.
I really hate to scoot along, but I really have to get to these other people, and
okay.
I just really want you to sit there and focus on you. Don't focus on him, because it's going to happen quicker with the focus on what you want. Are you happy? If you're not, being happy, and just focusing on all those things. Like I said before, I just feel like the more you focus on doing and living your life just the way you really want to, is going to bring you guys closer together quicker too. I also feel like you'll also be an example to him. Because I've seen a lot of people with religion, and they use religion, but it seems to put limitations on them.
Right.
Not realizing when you really love somebody, there are certain things that happen. And they say, well, you know, I don't want to violate any laws or something like that. Then just love it. Just love each other, and I guarantee you won't. So I just feel like that whole thing, but you got to work on that first. And you can definitely call and get a reading from me, or you can call us back on the show, and we'll go from there. I just feel like that one aspect needs to be done first, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling, and you have a fantastic night, okay?
Okay, you do the same.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Mm-hmm, good night. See, you have a potential yet. I've, like, lost. All right, let's go on to our next caller. I'm going to go here. Area code 206, welcome to the show, and welcome. What's your name?
Hi, this is James.
James, how are you?
Good, how are you?
That's a good question. I'm just one of those people who wonder, you know, when I sit there and have certain readings like the last one, when you really focus on something that you feel so strongly about that you really hope that they take to heart, do you feel like it's going to definitely change within themselves, or they're going to just have exactly what they want? I think it's the hardest thing for us to really to accept, that the idea of having the life and living the life we really want to, it can be a reality.
That's true.
So, James, you're calling in tonight, and what's your question?
I was just calling in for an angel reading.
Okay.
Whatever messages they have for me.
Mm-hmm. And we want to stress to everybody who's in the queue, give us a call here at 646-721-9031 if you're not in the queue. But please give us a call. We only have 12 minutes left in the show, but actually what we really go on after the show is no longer on the air, we can still stay on for another hour, so we can definitely get to each and every one of your questions. So please call in. Plus, I've done one thing too, James. I forgot to check. One thing I'm not really can really get on to really quickly is that freaking chat room. I just want to stress to everybody, I am working on, if anybody's out there hearing me right now, I do answer questions in the chat. It's just the idea of trying to get me to actually check that chat room. And I really want to answer everybody's question. What's your situation that you have and going on kind of stuff? And, well, I'm going to sit here and say to everybody, if there's any people coming in the room that can be considered trolls, then I feel like everything you say or whatever you're doing will come back on you and be something that you don't want to have come back to you. Was the girl a demon? We have some really good ones in here, too, I tell you. We have pranksters. I'm trying to... Hold on there. I'm trying to... Let's see... If anybody could really put these things, who are the trolls? I will. I think I've got one. All right, here we go. I'm trying to, hold on. Got it. Okay, well, you said you wanted an angel reading. What I'm picking up with you is picking up the angel. The angel, I keep getting Archangel Haniel. That's Haniel. And, when I sit here and look at the situation, when I look at that card tells me that everything's happening just the way it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand.
Okay.
the one thing I get the most, too, is I try to figure why these people do these things. Now, I know why it is, but you also try to figure how can you help these people. Yes, my relationship, I don't know what I can do with him anymore. I was sitting here looking at, and all those one of the cards here is the Two of Swords. Now, some people look at the situation and say, okay, you're giving me a tarot card. Well, actually, the cards can also be represented by angels, too. And that's the one I've been getting quite a bit lately, and it seems like it comes up with you, too, as the ideal of. Two of Swords represents the ideal of letting go of the past and the future. That's what the sword represents. Okay?
Okay.
Let go and let things happen.
So relax and be patient.
What's that?
I said, so I have to relax and be patient.
Yeah, because people understand the idea of the past has to let go. You have to let go of it. Really just really let go and just let it go. But also the future has to be let go, too, so it can unfold naturally, too. And a lot of people have a tendency to hang on to the future where they're saying, okay, this is the person I want to be with, and this is the kind of situation I want. But they should also open up to the possibilities. I mean, I have this one phrase I use a lot here, if I can find it. The kids around here have a tendency to put papers, and I'm actually grabbing the wrong papers. Okay. The phrase goes like this. You focus on what you want. You put the future out there, okay? I want a certain kind of relationship. I want whatever it is. And after you focus on it, okay, and you see it, you visualize it, you go through the process of manifestation, what you should put at the end of it, you should put this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So therefore, you're saying this is what I want, but you're also opening the door so God and the universe can give you exactly what you want without putting any kind of limitations on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And try that. Because I guarantee you, with those kind of results, I've seen just a different effect with actually reestablishing the whole thing. That stuck. With the whole thing. Yeah. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm trying to find this dude. Here we go. All right. If everybody would just come back to the chat room. I think I've actually gotten rid of most of the people in here. I am, you are, simply in tune with their energy and putting it into words. I'm talking about what that means. Anyway, the people in the chat room, the ones I got rid of most of them that I know of. Okay. Call me. Okay. Hold on, James. I'm trying to.
No problem. Just,
let's see here. Trying to. I can call. I'm trying to. Okay, James, I'm just saying with the Two of Swords and the big card here, and also the way things are happening right now, they're happening just the way they're supposed to. And if it keeps going on with people in the chat room doing what they're doing, the chat room's going to be shut down real quick. This is one of the reasons I have a tendency to even debate on having a chat room, because people just come in here and think they can do whatever they want to. It's getting really stupid. Okay. All right. Oh, shoot. I hate when people pop in when I'm writing to somebody else. All right. See, I'm saying, I don't, it's like this thing, having a chat room is great if you have a co-host. I was freaking out there for a minute. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, I've had people come on the show and actually came on the freaking phone and started just pranking. And it was just so funny, too. We had one guy call in and told me he was basically a hitman and he wanted to know why he felt so bad about killing people. And I was like, well, it sounds to me like you're finally getting a conscience. And he was like, well, that could be. He seemed real, but I just felt like it was like as the world turned. So, and it really messes me up when it goes like this, too, because like I'm sitting here doing my whole thing, and it's like it just blows my concentration. Let's see here. Keep doing what you're doing as you are in tune with the energy, but realize that you are just helping people to realize their own energy. It's perfect. Okay, thank you. I'm also sitting here going, I'm sorry, but I'm picking up a lot of things with people too, not just what the energy connects in there, but we can also see so much more than that, and I'm just really just crazy. I got rid of Evil Bronze 5, and it's like you get rid of one pops in. That's what I'm saying. I'm about ready to go chat room, maybe tomorrow. There's Serenity. She's popping in the door, and I'm just like, Serenity, if you could tell everybody the information about how they can call me and my website, which is, my website is actually psychic-journeyman, not psychic-ex-journeyman. I'm actually in the process of trying to fix that, so it's a whole lot simpler, but that's what I got right now. Let's see here. I'm going to take a break from the chat room. Hey, James, I'm just saying with the situation you got going on, those are the two main cards I actually pick up the most. And I usually go with the situation where you can do full readings and that kind of stuff, and if you want to, you're more than welcome to give me a call and do a nice little session and pay whatever you want, just as long as you don't come and say, hey, about a quarter. No, but I'm just saying with the situation, those are the two main cards I pick up with you. I do get the King of Cups. So I get the impression of what you portray to people and what you put out there, you will get back. Because the King of Cups to me is a person who definitely flows a lot. Okay? And James is not there. So with the situation at hand, or is James still there? That's kind of crazy. He was. Okay, hold on. All right. That drove me nuts. Anyway, we got 90 seconds left of the show. I want to thank everybody for being here. And if you do want to get a private reading with me or a session or whatever you like to do, I do relationship counseling too and life coaching. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. Also, the situation with people in the chat room, if you chat, asking questions, do so. But after the show's not streaming anymore, you can't hear me. But I'm still here, so therefore I'll keep checking with the chat room. But everybody's in the queue right now. I will definitely get to you. And also, if you want to call me on another, I have two numbers, 1-740-500-8863. But you can also call me at 740-601-1057 or contact me through my website if you can't get through at www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. All right? And also, with the situation, like I said before, just keep bringing those donations in so you can get me back to Colorado. And also, just open up the idea of the whole thing. And also, donations to the show. We appreciate each and every one of those, and we just want to put more money back in the show so we can actually give you more and more. So thank you very much, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. Let's go to the our callers, and like I said, everybody out there, we're going to get to you. So I'll hang on. This is 267. Is this James? Oh, he fell asleep. I think someone fell asleep, but I think we won't cut him off or nothing, but maybe they'll wake up. Area code 267, you're on the air. Okay. Let's go into another caller. I'm sorry, that's kind of funny. I think we just got a hold of a lumberjack, right? Okay, area code. Now we're talking to you. I think this is either a Skype or a private number, but it's coming up on the air as 1111.
Oh, he's calling me.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, welcome. You're on the air. You're on the show. Come on, wait, what's up?
Oh, I was just listening to your show.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
I'm just saying with this new switchboard, sometimes I don't know. So we'll put you back
great
on.
Great show, but.
What do you say? Well, he wants to listen. He can listen. Area code 936, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Good, how are you? Richard.
Richard. So how you been since last time we talked to you?
Good. Doing real good.
Well, that's good. How can we help you tonight, Jeff? Richard?
Just wondering, last night you mentioned something about there being a lot of spirits around me. I was just wondering, how does that affect me? Or does it affect me at all?
No, it does affect you. And how it affects you is the ideal of realizing that, you know, have you heard people say that I feel like my mom's with me or my grandmother's with me and those kind of things? That's what it's mean. That's what it's basically saying, that there's spirits around you and that kind of stuff. And it's just the ideal of probably when you hear that voice in your ear to miss an accident or something like that, it's either your angels or those spirits.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't care what anybody says. It says in the Bible in Psalm 91, God gives angels charge over you and everything around you. So therefore, to keep you from going and what just the ideal what protection means to me is to keep me from all those crazy things that happen, accidents, crazy ex-wives, whatever it is, to listen to ourselves. And what it is the ideal listening to them communicate through our intuition, our psychic abilities, or whatever you want to call it, that they're speaking to you and they're trying to help you to help you avoid the pitfalls. And if you don't avoid the pitfalls, how to get at them.
Right.
And when we listen, everything happens a whole lot quicker. So, yeah, it definitely affects you. And but it's one of those things, it's like everything else. When you go walking down the street and you're crossing the street, those people in some ways affect you because of the energy and that kind of stuff, but you really don't pay attention to it. You're still focusing on going forward and crossing that street. And the basis is what you need to do here. It's just the idea of someone grabs you by the arm to keep you from getting hit by a car. You don't sit there and go, okay, that's stupid, leave me alone. No, you say, okay, thank you.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying with the situation. So just listen to the voices that say, hey. Because there's actually a fine line being schizophrenic and actually hearing something. And I've actually seen a lot of people that are basically being accused of those things and on medication, all kinds of stuff, and they're not.
Right.
They're actually hearing the guidance that's around them. I mean, think about it. We've had situations where people go, I can hear God. People go, ooh, that's crazy. Is it?
Exactly.
Their perception. I think what's going on there is people need to understand that their perception, maybe they need to work with that perception because the perception is telling them that's crazy, you can't hear God. Maybe it's just that they have blocks in their own lives where they can't hear. I mean, I feel like the situation of praying is like having a phone line to God, and God answers you through your intuition and what you should do and the things that happen in your life. Guidance is guidance. Does it help you?
It helps me a lot. Appreciate it.
So, Richard, what else are you going to ask?
Any messages from my guide?
The thing I got the most on that one was just they say you need to listen. You know we're here. You know what's going on. We try to keep you from getting yourself in trouble when it comes to females, and you have a tendency not to listen.
Yeah.
And see, the thing about the situation and the interpretation here of getting yourself in trouble with women means the idea of listening, even in a good situation, of which way you should proceed, because you get nervous. you get a little overwhelmed sometimes, and then it kind of shuts off the guidance, and you can't hear it.
Right.
It's like taking a test, isn't it? When you take, when you get yourself in stressful situations with tests and that kind of stuff, you forget things. And it's because you put so much pressure upon yourself.
Right.
And that's what I mean by listen. If you listen, then you put yourself in a better place. I always tell, because it's something that's like my brother sent me this thing the other day saying, stand still and feel God's presence. Feel the power of God. But it's just one of those things that we always rush, where it's like, sit still.
Right.
Feel it. Realistically, what's the hardest thing about relationships? People are always going, does this guy love me? Does this woman love me? I think if we stand still and actually open ourselves up to what's going on, that's what love's about. What do you feel? You should be able to feel it. Even people like you should be able to get over that. You should be able to feel
I think it's more of the decision, do I stay married or do I get divorced?
Mm-hmm. I was looking at your area code 936, and I was looking at 936 in the Angel Book, and it says all your material needs are met by the Ascended Masters, leaving you free to completely focus on serving a spiritual purpose through your career.
Right.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. So, I guess, like I said, I quit my job last Saturday, and really, honestly, I'm not worried about anything. You know, can't worry about it. It's going to happen. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. I can't stop it.
So you say you quit your job last week?
Mm-hmm.
You said you quit your job last week?
Last Saturday?
How do you really feel about that? Don't you feel a little more, less pressure on your shoulders?
Yeah. But.
So you had to think about that, huh?
I did the right thing. I wasn't going to be taken advantage of, and I just got to move on. And where I go, I go.
You definitely had to move on and get out of that situation, because in the idea of continuing to stay there, all you can do is blame yourself for allowing it to happen, to keep going.
Right.
And you chose a choice and say, okay, no more. My name's not Matt.
Exactly.
So you took yourself out of the situation, which is good. And the only thing I can see happening in that situation is, like you said before, open yourself up to the possibilities of what's going to happen. And not worry about it. Because seriously, if you think about it, what is worry? Worry is a lack of faith.
Right. Fear.
So get that faith back and take it one step further and just say, I know.
Yep.
Everything's going to be fine. And it will. All righty?
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can actually get Jessica on the line tonight. See what happens. Here we go. Okay. I have a name here on my switchboard, Jessica Jackson, 1987. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Yeah, it's just a few things going on. People keep falling asleep. Hello? You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Jessica Jackson, 1987. Okay. That seems like 267. Still sleeping. I think they're really enjoying it. Well, I'm sorry if you guys don't. That's actually our last caller. I can hear myself. So let's see if we can get this guy to wake up. His computer's on. I was on the computer. Isn't that great? So we're going to end the show tonight. I'm going to perform it. God and angels bless you every minute of every day. And give you a call for a private session. The number is 740-500-8863. And they call. And with the situation, you have any questions about anything, give us a call. We're going to be answering you. We're going to be on tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So join us for that show, too. We're going to try a different format today. We're going to really put it up there and say it's called the Roundtable. We're going to look at the mics and everybody can talk freely and voice your opinion. Get a nice little roundtable thing going. Also, if you want to contact me through my website, get a look at what I actually do charge and the things that we do offer and that kind of thing. Go to www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Also, check out Hemi Sync CDs by going to www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, hyphen, sync, S-Y-N-C, .com, or give them a call at 1-800-541-2488. Or if you really want to check out a company and you're looking more into the subliminal CDs, go to BrainSync, that's www.brainsync.com. Again, it's www.brainsync.com, or give them a call at 1-800-444-7962. Again, that's 1-800-444-SYNC or 7962. And we will talk to you all later. We're going to pop in the chat room real quick before we do cut out. Chat room. There we go. Did you get my post? Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, thank you. I forget. They can't hear me. I can just type to them. Everybody's writing in big letters. Okay, tomorrow I will call. Great. Let's see, I came in too late to help, but will we be up for a bit to use Skype or something if you need to call? Ruth is very upset, my dear. Why she's upset with me? I have not even said anything to her, and now she's upset. I can't talk to her because she's not there. Yet. Not. Oops. Also excited to know that you are in tune with the energies, but please do not try to predict where someone will go, as it is not possible. Love your show. No, we can. We can see where they're going at that moment. Doesn't mean they won't do it, make a different decision to go into a different direction, huh? See, I came in. Has it ever bothered you that you can tell everything about a person when you come in contact with them? No, I love it. Guys get a gun, and I usually smack the hell out of it. See, everybody wants to make it out like it's a curse or something. I don't see it that way. I used to, the idea of getting migraines sometimes, yeah, I can be a little pain in the butt. But not really. I love it. It's great. So, let's see here. Sorry, guys. I've got to get going. But thank you. Oh, I'm going to try this. Not with that, So, we'll see you guys tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Thank you very much, and have a good night. May God and angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And we're going to leave you with a tune, Angel Tonight.
Goes my way, and late nights turn to days. I spend my life in and out of trouble, and everywhere I turn, I never seem to learn. Ending up my own worst enemy. I can't get.
time to try.